you would love this opportunity. He's actually here.
What's the address or what's the area you're looking at right now? Gretna or what? Or
hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Steve?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Steve. The area is it Gretna? Gretna? I think that's how you pronounce it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it would be like a 50-mile radius from there if that's what you cover. Is that typically your target mark, your target radius?
Yeah, 50, 60 miles, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then from there, like I know you have a Yelp listing. I know you have some other just like listings in general just from like, what is it called, directories. But do you have a way where you're posting anything like on a Facebook page or anything like that? Because I didn't see a Google Business Profile.
No, I don't. I haven't done anything like that, no.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm kind of old school. I don't use my phone for everything like everybody else does today.
No, I understand. My dad's the same way. He's in his mid-60s and he has his own business and he actually does the same thing here, but it's not necessarily that you have to utilize your phone all the time. It's that everybody's using their phone. So we put front of the people that are searching for your services right there in your local area and then, you know, the 50-mile radius. So anytime they do search, they can find you on that first page and they can call to click directly. It's a direct call to you service. So we're not touching your customers or anything like that. You would never share your position at the same time with another company, and then you're never sharing your customers, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a little bit of a question here. So I do see that there's a WiseCut Tree Service Google Business Profile, and the address on here is the 2115.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Actually, that's not my address anymore. I mean, that was a previous house that I owned, but I mean, I'm still in Gretna, but I kind of have like a yard and a P.O. box where I'm at, you know.
Okay. No, but the reason why I just asked is because it says WiseCut Tree Service and it says permanently closed. So that's why I asked.
That's me, but yeah, somebody must have, I don't know who put that out. But I don't have that address anymore.
Okay. Okay, so, I mean, we would be able to maybe see if we can get this reopened for you, so that way there's the process isn't as extensive as it would be just building a new one. We could always change that address as well. That's not a problem. But if we can't get this open, because I know sometimes when you permanently close an account, Google will just like, hey, you guys.
I don't remember opening it, yeah.
Yeah, it could have been somebody that was maybe trying to do work for you a while ago and trying to get you on Google, maybe for like just to help you out. But yeah, the listing is like very bare. All it has is just the suggested address is that address, but you don't live there anymore.
We
do help you with that web presence though. So we will help you build a Facebook as well. So we'll build a business profile for you on Facebook. So we do a retargeting campaign through there as well. And then I see that you're on Yelp, but we also put you on Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. So you get the extra exposure for new customers to search you and then contact you directly, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, as of right now, what are you guys doing for your customers to get new customers in?
I'm just old school. Like you said, I do a lot of it's just, I guess, cold calls. Just, I have customers been in business for 42 years. So I got customers been with me forever, you know. So
nice.
I wouldn't say I get a whole lot of new customers unless you see my trucks in the road too. We have advertisement on our, you know, phones on our trucks. So when somebody sees a big bucket truck or something, they also see the, you know, they also see the numbers and stuff on the truck. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I see your truck, you know, and stuff like that. So, I mean, I guess, like I said, I haven't – usually for the last couple of years, I've been turning work down. I had so much work. But, I mean, lately, with the economy the way it is, everybody's tightening their belts, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's just typical, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I will say, because I talk to business owners every day about stuff like this. Also, too, we have accounts across the country. We're Google Premier Channel partners, and we're getting the same thing, right? You know, I need to find new customers. My customers, they're not that they're bad. It's just that I need more because I need to find new people so that way I can generate the money that I want to. And this is what this program does for you. It allows you to get in front of those people. Now, you target more commercial than residential. Is that correct?
I do it only because I've been doing the commercial for a long time. Some city work and stuff.
Okay.
Like that, yeah.
Okay, nice.
But I mean, I'm 50-50. I still do a lot of my old customers and stuff like that. But I mean, I guess most of my bigger customers are commercial. Cities.
Okay.
I do some malls. Apartment complexes, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. And are you trimming, cutting, and removing ground stumps as well?
Yeah. Yep.
The whole nine yards, even the wood chips.
Yeah, we got wood chips, we got bucket trucks. When we got bobcats, we can move, you know, we do everything. We have everything. All the equipment. Like I said, it's been around for a while. So.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because we deal with a lot of tree service companies across the U.S. and some of them just do, you know, They'll do the tree removals, but they won't do like the ground stumps or anything like that. They're like, no, we don't do that. I'm like, okay, well, it's just, this is tailored to you and your service, so we want to make sure that providing you the service here, we want to make sure that the customers that are contacting you are contacting you for the services that you offer, and you're not getting calls for something that you don't provide. That'd just be a waste of time and money for both of us, right? We want to make it more profitable for you at the end of the day. So, Precious put in a legacy rate for you. So you've been in business for 42 years. So I got to tip my hat to you on that one. That is amazing. 4 decades. What we do is we run a special promotion for legacy holders. Typically, a product like this is usually $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. That's what you would pay on the website if you bought that today. What I can do is I applied that legacy rate credit for you, and that actually drops the price to just $299 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. Now, it's not a cost per lead or a call or anything like that. It's set at a flat rate for us to build everything for you and then to populate it to the first page of Google, and then it's also that retargeting campaign. We allocate $100 from that $299 month to month to your Facebook campaign, so you're not paying anything extra there. And then this is not a contract. So it is a true month-to-month. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because it does take 30 to 45 days to get everything rocking and rolling with Google. We will do the PIN verification. We will get you verified, and then we can populate you at that point. That takes the 30 to 45 days. That PIN verification is going to come to you in the mail. So snail mail at that point, right? The Facebook does take 7 to 14 days. We'll walk you through that. And then once that's all set up, that stuff will be up and running within 7 to 14 days. And then this service is supposed to pay for itself in the first month. And then that second month is when it's at full steam, and then you're able to get all the benefits from the profitabilities on that at that point. Okay.
All right. So how long it takes? You said to start it up. You said thinking about 45 days or something like that to get the.
At worst, it would take 45 days. Now we've done it faster, but it typically takes anywhere from the 30 to 45 days to get you verified and on that first page of Google. So once that's up and running, you're running at full steam ahead. Google just wants to make sure that you're a legitimate person with a legitimate company in the local area. So they do extensive verifications. Like one of the things that they may ask is if you're licensed and insured. I'm pretty sure you are because you've been in business for 42 years. That didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, people always say that, and so I'm like, oh, I get this guy cheaper. I'm like, yeah, you can always find somebody cheaper, but if they insure it and workman's comp and everything else, then that's a totally different story, you know.
100%, because if they mess it up and you went with that guy, now he's on, you know, you can't even find him at that point. Yeah, exactly. So that's why they want to make sure that stuff, like I said, once that is done and it's verified, now we can populate you for all the services that you provide. So it does take 30 to 45 days for everything to be maximum results coming through. It's that full steam ahead at that point, okay? Now, the Facebook mm-hmm. will be up and running within 7 to 14 days. So we will have that populating where people can start to call you as well. So that's why we lean on those Facebook ads in the first month, because we're waiting for Google to get going. It's kind of like the rabbit and the turtle. We're, the rabbit's the Facebook, the turtle's the Google, but at the end, like, they'll meet up at the, in the middle there. So mm-hmm. that's how long that takes. With our company here, we are Google Premier Channel partners, so we could only work with one company per industry per area. So that's why Precious was reaching out, because once we actually fill this listing, we don't work with any of your competitors. We are only just working with you on that first page of Google, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, Steve, with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can start getting your new customers contacting you directly, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, for the Wisecut Tree service, do you want that to read as that, or do you want it to read as LLC?
I'm a corporation. I'm not a corporation. Not an LLC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm actually.
Do you want it to be corporated on there? I mean, really, that's for the tax purposes. But some business owners that I talk to, yeah.
I just got. Well, you see, my company name is actually Wise Enterprise Incorporated, but then a DBA is a. It, you know, is Wisecut Tree Service, you know.
Okay.
But I mean, I do other stuff too. But I mean, that's why. So I am incorporated, but you know, Wisecut Tree Service is all I mean. Yeah.
Okay. Some people are really proud of that, so they want to like put that out there. I'm like, that's no problem for us. We just want to make sure that we get it right for you guys as well. For the
business, I've always had like an owl as a, like you know, like you, I came, you know, like you. My thing is an owl, you know, because owl is like the wise owl, you know.
Oh, okay, like an owl.
Trees and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I've always had that. Like in my business cards, I've always had an owl or some type of owl, you know.
Like as your logo or stuff
like that?
Yeah,
logo.
Okay. That's pretty cool. It's always watching you.
Yeah.
That's how I look at owls. Is it true that their heads go 360?
I don't know about that, but they're very rare to see, and even in the tree business, you don't see them as much as people would think you would see them. They're pretty sneaky and can hide like pretty good. Yeah.
That's true. My dad lives in Washington State, and I think I've seen more bald eagles than I have owls there.
Yeah.
And bald eagles are pretty rare, too, so it's like, you know.
See someone, they're bigger up there. They are bigger up there. We don't see as many in Louisiana, but
true.
Same thing with the owls, but
awesome.
So that's the best you can get me, that $299, huh? That's amazing.
That's the big steal right there for sure. Like I said, if you were to go to our website, you'd pay $599 month to month with the $299 setup fee. So you would be looking at $897 to get started, and then $599 month to month, where mm-hmm. I knocked off $300 for you, and then I also knocked off the $200 for the $99 setup fee, and then that's the lowest I can go for sure. Best price for a quality company.
All right.
Okay.
And like I said, it's month to month. You got to pay so many months in advance, or no? You just got to.
It's just month to month. So like, it's not 2 months in advance. So today, the 26th, it would be $398. Okay, that's going to cover the $299 with the $99 setup fee. And then on February 22nd, it'd be $299. And then February 26th, it'd be $299. And then March 26th, it'd be $299. And it's just month to month. So it's not a contract. You are willingly free to cancel at any time. So there's no like early termination fees. There's no cancellation fees or anything like that. We do ask if you want to cancel or pause the service. Let's say you get really busy and you're like, hey, I need to kind of pump the brakes a little bit. I need to finish the work here. You can always call us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due and cancel or pause the service. And then that way you're not billed for the next month of service. Okay?
All right.
Okay. For the business address, where would you like us to send that PIN verification code to?
So I advertise my thing is North Shore and South Shore, but on the North Shore, I actually have a house with acres of land where I keep some equipment. But then on the South Shore, I have just a yard where I got the P.O. box. But my address would be 11 Green Hills, Covington, Louisiana. That's why I say I do both sides of the lake, you know?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like the PIN number? I guess.
Yeah, so the PIN verification, it has to go to a physical location for this.
Okay.
Because Google,
yeah, well, that would be
So it's the 11 Green Hills Drive. Now, like I said, it's going to push you out to 50 miles. We're going to push you out to 50 miles anyways with the Facebook retargeting campaign. So we'll be able to target the North and South Shore.
Yeah, and that's what so I used to have an address on both sides, a house on both sides, and now I actually sold the house that I was at before as a business, and I just got the
P.O. box.
The yard, which keeps all my equipment. Yeah, in the P.O. box, because it was just too much, you know. So, I mean, now, I still do work on both sides. So it hasn't changed the work-wise. It's just my physical address on the South Shore changed to a P.O. box number. So, no, my address would be 11 Green Hills, Covington, Louisiana.
Okay. Perfect. And then the zip code is the 70435?
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
And then, Steve, what's your last name?
Marquise, M-A-R-C-H-E-S-E.
I have M-A-R-C-H-E-S-E.
Yes.
Marquise. Okay. And Steve is your first name, or is it Steven?
Steven, P-H. But, I mean, I go by either way. It doesn't matter. It's a P-H. Which way it's legally spelled, I should say.
It's what they call my government name, right? That's what my mom always says. When I get called by Charles, I know I'm in trouble. or my fiance tells me, I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. What's the email address for you, Steve? Steven?
It's Wisecut, W-I-S-E-C-U-T, the number one, or the numeral one, at yahoo.com.
yahoo.com. Okay. I'm going to send you everything in writing also to like your invoice, your receipts, everything. I'm stay on the phone with you during payment so that way you can get those via text and email. So if you have any discrepancies, you can let me know and then I can make the changes for you then. So that way when you do your taxes, this is a full 100% tax write-off for you as well. So I want to make sure you have everything in writing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For you guys are Central Time, correct? Or are you guys Eastern?
Yeah.
Central?
I think so. I don't know. I'm so freaking crazy. Right now I'm in Chicago. It should be 12 o'clock. Is it 12 o'clock?
It's 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock is Central.
Okay, then I'm Central. I don't know. I get so confused. Like I said, I'm in Chicago right now. That's why I'm kind of driving at the same time. So I'm going to pull over for a second.
No problem. I'm going to make sure I have everything correct here with your Google business profile here. Just to make sure, like my father always says, and I live by this 100%, do it right the first time so you don't have to go back and do it again. So when my tech team gets on a call with you, they're going to call you because, like I said, they're going to help you set everything up with the Facebook. I want to make sure that they're just verifying. They're not really, really asking you double questions and taking more up of your time.
Okay.
So I have that. You said ground stumps. Okay, perfect. Do you have a tree limit, like a height, or it doesn't matter? The taller, the better.
Yeah, no, we don't have no height limits or nothing like that. No.
Okay, perfect. Because I know, like I said, I deal with some customers where they want their tree limits only like 50. I'm like, man, in Washington, my dad just cut down a tree in his backyard and it was 150 foot and the guy climbed all the way up and chopped it down all the way down. I was like, ah, guys, they're crazy.
Our hurricanes knock them out pretty quick, so.
Yeah, so you guys are just picking up sticks at that point.
We've got some 100-foot trees, but we don't, not as many as you think, because the hurricanes kind of knock them out a lot, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so I have everything set up for you there. So with the billing for what you would like to secure the listing for, is it just a business credit card for the Wisecut Tree Service, or are you putting this on a personal card, a debit?
No, it's a business card.
Okay, so it says Wisecut Tree Service.
Actually, it says Wise Enterprise. Remember, I told you I'm incorporated. Wise Enterprise Incorporated.
Okay, let me make that change for you here.
That's what I've been incorporated since 1982. So.
Wow. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, so, like I said, a lot of times, same thing with my check setup for Wise Enterprise or Wisecut. So people write checks both ways.
Okay, and it's just Wise Enterprise. Does it have your first and last name, or is it like Wise Enterprise?
Yeah, no, it has my first and last name.
Okay, no middle initial, correct?
Middle initials A.
Middle initials A. Okay, and for the card itself, is it at the P.O. box, or is it at the 11 Green Hills Drive for the billing address?
11 Green Hills, yeah.
Okay. And then for the card itself, is it a Master, a Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are, Steve.
All right. 4246-3153-7749-8488.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I read this back to you?
Sure.
Okay, I have 4246-3135-774.
Yeah, so 3153.
3153, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
7749.
Mm-hmm. 8488.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad. My apologies on that. And then your expiration, year of date?
0228.
Okay. And then the security code?
781.
Okay. And then I'm going to set up a security question for you. So this is just to always know that we're always talking to you and you're always talking to us. We never share or sell any of your information here at Local Splash. So I have three security questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name would be fine.
Okay. And how do you spell your mother's maiden name?
Ogden. O-G-D-E-N.
Ogden. Okay. Perfect. Awesome. And then I am going to walk you through just a voice verification. This is another added protection for you. As a Google business, as a partnership here, we want to make sure that you're secured. So what we do is we're going to just walk you through for the service agreement. This will be sent to you in writing as well. And I want to make sure that that's sent over to you after we're done here. Okay.
Now, like I told you, I am in Chicago right now. I don't have to get anything else or just more. Well, like I said, I really can't set anything up right now. I'm not even Wi-Fi. I'm probably a car. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm not hooked to Wi-Fi or nothing like that if I got to get into anything or.
Oh, no. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through this. Like, I'm just going to. I'm going to read this off to you, and then you'll just answer some of these questions. I'm going to send it to you in email, and then I'm going to set an onboarding call with you probably for Monday for my onboarding team when you're in, when you have better Wi-Fi. They're going to call you, and then they're going to verify everything. We're just securing the listing for you here, though, okay? So if you have any questions, if you have any questions, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll be able to clarify it for you as well, okay?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wise Cut Tree Service.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Marquis, President.
Perfect. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you are the card authorization holder for the billing of this account, right?
Right. Correct.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, Steve, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah, like I'm not doing anything right now, really.
Yeah. Right. So awesome. So if you want to, so for that question right there, you know, we're not mind readers. So if you want to run a special promotion or something like that, feel free to call us so that way we can make that happen for you and we can put that out there for you. Okay. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is January 26th, in the non-refundable amount of the $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th in the amount of $299. Now, this is a recurring payment. Now, Steve, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And I'm going to email that number to you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, to prevent charges for the next month of service, contact that client support number at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, and that would just be the $299, right?
It's going to be the $398 with the $299 with the $99 setup fee, and then it's $299 month to month after that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. After that, it's not
$299. Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be $398 today, and then next month on February 26th, it's just going to be the $299. You're only paying the $99 setup fee that covers the programming with the tech team, and then also too for that Google outreach as well. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you and my tech team. What is a good time? They're just going to walk you through that process. Like, I know you said you're in Chicago. You don't have good internet service. does Monday work better for you?
Monday, but can it be later in the day, like maybe 2-3?
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I have a 3 o'clock availability for you if you want that.
Yeah, let me give it 3 in case I'm across the lake.
Okay, that's perfect. And then, too, I mean, they're going to reach out to you on that 877 number. That's where my tech team's going to call you from. So just make sure, like, around 3 p.m., when that number comes across, you answer it. If you need to reschedule at any time, don't be afraid to let us know. I know work comes up. You guys get busy. You got a business you got to run. We could absolutely reschedule the onboarding call, but we just want to make sure we get that done quickly because that's going to be really when the ball gets rolling for that Google Business Profile to get sent out to you, okay? That PIN verification. Okay. Now, you're going to receive a couple text messages. It's just a welcome text messages, so you might receive three of them. I apologize to bombard you right now with the welcome messages. But you did get one of them, and it should say, Stephen, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And it says, please click here. And it's a link to our terms and conditions page. Now, I know your internet's not the best, but let's see if you can just pull it up. I'm just going to walk you through it. So that way you can just click the two buttons. It's the service agreement that I said I'd give you in writing as well. It's going to have two buttons on there for receive text messages. So if you don't answer, we'll just send you a quick text saying, hey, we try to call you. Can you give us a call? We got some updates to talk to you about. And then the other one is saying that you are the card authorization holder. And then you're just going to sign your name. As it states on the bottom, it's going to take you to a login page. Let me know when you get there, okay?
It looks like I clicked it too. It says click here to type your name. So I'd write in that little bitty square.
Yeah, so click there, and then type your first and last name. So it's going to read as Steven.
I'm trying to see if it'll write.
It should just be a type. Your keyboard should just pop up on the bottom of that page. You just click.
Yeah. All right, I got it. And so where else I got to hit now? I already put the name in there. Then what do I do now? Electronic sign. Then what?
There should be two little check boxes right above that to the left-hand side. Did you click both of those?
Yeah.
Okay. And then just click confirm, and it's going to take you to a login page for a username and password.
Okay.
And then once you click confirm, let me know when you're there.
Oh, you know what it says? It says it does not match. I know. I didn't put my A in the middle. That's what it is.
Yeah. I put the A there for you. Just to make it more difficult.
I got it. So that's what it's doing. All right. So.
Did I spell something wrong?
No, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. All right, here it is. I'm trying to get it. Yeah, let me see if it comes up now. Okay, yeah. Now it says username and password. So what I do?
Okay. Beautiful. So that's gonna be a tracking system. I didn't really go through that, but we actually provide you a tracking system here. So you're going to actually be able to log into your dashboard, and it's going to have how many calls, clicks you're getting from Google, location of searches. My tech team is going to build that for you, and they are going to provide you on Monday with the username and password, and then they're going to walk you through that so you can see everything that's going on with your Google business profile and also, too, with your Facebook retargeting campaign, okay?
All right.
So they're going to take
you.
Yeah, you don't do anything there. I just wanted to show you that, and then they're going to actually take you back to that page, or they're going to actually have you just download an app that we have so it's easy access to it, but they're going to provide you with those credentials on Monday morning or Monday afternoon,
okay.
I'm sorry, at 3. Okay?
I
sent everything over to you in email, so you have everything. I also sent you a Google Calendar. It's coming from Charlie Mullenkamp. That's me. At localsplash.com. So when you get a chance, you can go to your emails and click yes. That's just going to confirm that we have the meeting at 3 p.m. Central Time and then 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Stephen. Well, I got everything here. I'm going to start working on your account so I can get it over to my tech team before end of day here. Do you have any other questions for me at all at this time?
No, that should be good.
Okay.
Be good.
Okay. Well, I want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here, Steve. So if you have any questions, don't feel afraid to reach out to me and ask me. Also, too, the account manager will call you at 3 p.m. on Monday, and then they will also give you their direct line as well if you need some help, if you need any further help, okay?
All right. Yeah.
All right, Steve. I'll talk to you on Monday, okay? Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. No problem. Bye-bye.